I hadn't seen Len Wood, L.N. Wood, speak before. I had not seen L.N. Wood speak before. He's a powerful, charismatic guy. As a matter of fact, if he was selling some kind of snake oil or something under a revival tent, I'd buy a bottle. But it was a big hoop-de-doo rally, and it was designed, it seemed to me, to get the people of Georgia motivated to ask their state representatives, beginning at the top with the governor, and then going all the way down to the actual people that would have to pull the trigger on a special session, to call a special session and to write new rules, which could just be the old rules for the runoff election coming up on January the 5th. Under the pretense that you're going to have the exact same thing happen again. You're going to have this creep Stacey Abrams and the rest of the Democrat criminal party. All you're going to do is you're going to have them bus in, mail in, truck in, drive in, print up over 1.5 million new fake mail-in ballots. You're going to go through the exact same process. They're going to go through the exact same processing centers. There's not going to be a single one of them. It's going to be signature or address or any other form of ID matched. And they're all going to go straight through the same system again, and you're going to get the exact same results. Probably going to have two Democrats are going to be pronounced senators in Georgia. This while, now I got a note out to statistician to the stars, William Briggs. I got a note out to Briggs because Briggs has been working with Trump on this data dump stuff. And Briggs is one of us. Briggs is a good guy. He's also been working very hard on the actual data behind the corona hoax. And the guy just never sleeps, it seems, trying to prove, and he has proven, that there is no pandemic. There is no epidemic here anywhere in the United States. There is no cause for any alarm or concern. And there certainly is no reason to have shut down all of the schools, businesses, entire industries, entire states, what have you here, based upon the supposed scourge that is COVID-19. It just simply doesn't exist. But Griggs has also been out there crunching numbers for the Dominion voting machines and running statistical analysis on behalf of El Presidente to show that there are statistical impossibilities that make up part of the now official, quote, certified vote tallies. So, and I know that Griggs has specifically worked on behalf of the Trump campaign in Georgia on this matter. So I sent Griggs this interview with Aaron Burnett on the Clinton News Network and Gabriel Sterling, this little silver spoon in his mouth, a director of Georgia elections or whatever it is that the title that this clown holds here. And he's on with Aaron Burnett last night, and he tells Aaron Burnett that Trump lost in a landslide, officially, straight up, the most secure, greatest secure vote in the history of great secure votes in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Arizona. And just read his book. The reason he's dragging it out because he's Trump. Just read his book. The stats are in. We have systems here. These people out there that are out there rabble-rousing and this and that, they need to shut up and go home. They just need to accept the fact that Trump lost in a landslide to Biden. I'm going like, you don't really believe that, do you? But yet he said it. And then he repeated it. And then Aaron Burnett asked him a question about it and said, well, what do you think is driving the president? And he basically said, insanity. Insanity. President of the United States is insane. I'll play a little snippet of it. I have it pulled up here.
Useless from any sense of reality, it's detached from reality. And yes, I'm a Republican, and I'm going to stay a Republican. I'm going to fight for the sanctity and sanity of a party that has been a big part of the of America, and I've been fighting for it since I was 15 years old. And Lynn Wood, the bizarre irony is he has not voted in a Republican primary since 2004. He's been voting in Democrat primaries.
So
I sort of question the underlying thought process beyond that. Encouraging anybody not to vote is ridiculous. I can't even... I guess, Aaron, I've gotten to a point now where nothing is incredible.
Well, first of all, he didn't encourage people not to vote. He encouraged them not to vote using the system, the corrupt, crooked system that you and your buddy Raffensperger and Kemp put into place in Georgia. That's what he did. He didn't say don't vote. He said only vote if your vote is going to account, is going to count, Gabe.
Incredible to me anymore. The president has to know at this point he's lost, as you pointed out earlier. We've done a regular count. We've done a hand tally, which, if you remember, the first conspiracy theory was that the Dominion machines were flipping votes.
Right.
And, of course, our hand tally, you know, dead spot on. And now we're doing a third recount, which, again, is essentially dead spot on. And another underlying part of the Dominion issue they have is in Wisconsin, in the counties where the Dominion machines were worked, President Trump got 59% of the vote. In the counties in Pennsylvania where the Dominion machines
see, nothing
were used,
to see here,
President
citizen.
Trump got 52% of the vote. I mean, none of this makes sense with the flimsiest of looks at any level of reality. And it's just, and the problem is there's people who believe it. And we know that there's nuts out there who are going to think the president called Brad Raffensperger an enemy of the people. You know, we should go after him maybe. And we've already had people go onto his property. But one of the things that set me off yesterday was, you know, I stepped up to a degree. I'm on TV. People are going to, you know, say things and do things. So I've got police protection outside my house. The secretary ran for office. You know, at some level, you don't ask for it, but it comes with the territory sometimes. It's terrible, but it's true. But yesterday when I found out about this 20-something contractor who was literally just doing his job, and he was just doing a regular process of moving a report from one computer to another computer so he could read it. And these QAnon crazies saw it and said, he's manipulating voter data. They found his name. It was a unique name, so they found his family, started harassing them. And then two or three tweets down, there was a tweet from a guy that said, you've committed, they said the kid's name, that you've committed treason. You know, may God have mercy on your soul. I had a gif of a noose. And at that point, I was just done. So, and it's this misinformation, disinformation, and the steal and thing that something's been taken from me and something's been taken from you, and we got to do something about it. The reality is he's not going to win Georgia. He's not going to win Wisconsin. He's not going to win Michigan. He's not going to win Pennsylvania.
Well, you're a
smart
guy.
He has the right to go to the courts, which they are doing. I understand that they're filing an official election challenge tomorrow. Everybody has due process. This stuff, what you just showed, it's ridiculous and unnecessary and frankly, at this point, dangerous.
And you know,
dangerous. So you
came out and I have said, I thought what you said was so powerful. And you know you said it as a professional, but also deeply personal. And yet the president saw what you did. He retweeted it. And his retweet was the comment, rigged election. Show signatures and envelopes, expose the massive voter fraud in Georgia. What is Secretary of State and Governor Kemp afraid of? They know what we'll find. That was his response to what you had to say. I found that stunning, even for him.
No, you didn't.
Did you really find it stunning?
I suppose one would have thought maybe he could have been silent. I mean, but it was an upping of the ante, Gabe.
It's doubling down. And the thing is, if you watch President Trump or read his book, this is what you do. He views everything very transactionally, and he's not going to back down from his position until he's absolutely forced to, and even then he will never admit he has backed down. this is what you're going to have to expect in the situation. And there are times when that is the correct position to take. If, let's say you're fighting with China or something like that. But this is about the American democratic process. This is our election system that every—
Okay, so this guy pronounces on Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Arizona. He's such an expert, and he knows so much about how all of the processes work in these other states that he could just go out, well, he's not going to win Michigan, he's not going to win Pennsylvania, he's not going to win Indiana, not going to win Arizona, not going to win Nevada, not going to win this. He should just shut up and concede. As people have been pointing out, and I don't know how these guys get away with this. I don't know how any of them get away with it. No one has asked for a hand recount.
Well, see, so yesterday we heard Dr. Linda Lee Tarver. She was in the Michigan House Oversight Committee hearing. She's been working with elections and all that for over 30 plus years. And she was explaining the difference between a recount and an audit. What they've done is a recount, and all you're simply doing is all these ballots are in a box, and then it's taped shut, and at the top it's got a number, Joe Biden X, Donald Trump X. Well, all they're doing is looking at the top of the box and saying, okay, well, that's what's in this box. If you don't do an audit, you cannot open that box and look at each individual ballot.
Right, right.
So it's pointless to do a recount. Absolutely pointless.
So all you're doing is recounting the same things that, and we did a hand tally recount before, and they said the voting machine went in there and it juiced the numbers. Well, it did juice the numbers. And then they come back and they say, well, the numbers came back the exact same after the hand recount because you didn't open any of the boxes. All you did was say, okay, yep, that amount in that box is right. Okay, check. Of course it's going to come out the same.
That's like a student grading their own paper and the teacher going, oh, well, they said they got an A and they didn't miss any. I'm going to go ahead and go with an A.
See, the difference lies in some semantic qualifications here. Qualifications. Harvey Korman might ask. And the semantic is the difference between audit and recount. An audit requires inspection of each individual ballot. That's what Trump has been asking for. That's what his lawyers have been asking for. Or taking the entire tranche of ballots that came in via mail, or they don't even know how they got hundreds of thousands of them. You know, we got a digital media file here today from, is it from the same woman you're talking about? Talking about how that box has a bunch of ballots in it, and it has no creases. They were never folded. How in the hell did they get here via mail if they were never folded? You can't send an 11 by 17 bill like that through the mail as a ballot and expect it to arrive without it being all crumpled up and stuff. That's why they have fold it in half and safety seal it. And the woman goes, "Those are they don't have creases on them."